All right, so we'll come back to the Ron in the fifth paragraph of Ozark. So Ron, so it's the Ron is trying to explain the underlying idea of why Nosin Tam Lefgam is mutter. Right? Where do we know Nosin Tam Lefgam is mutter from? And why is Nosin Tam Lefgam mutter? So he explains, first of all, he explains that Nosin Tam Lefgam doesn't mean that it's not edible, right? It means it's just the worst. Okay. Right. So his question really is from the source, that the source is from Nevela, and we know from Nevela it's only mutter when it's not roi lechilas adam. It's nifsal me'achilas adam. So that's his kasha. How is it possible we derive nosin tam lefgam from the case of Nevela? But by the Nevela, it has to be Nifsal Me'achilas Adam. And yet, by Tam Lefgam, it's Mutter, even if it's just Pogum Kitsas, Pogum Porta, a little bit off. Right? So his answer was what? That it's not a Stira. It's not a Stira because by the case of Nevela, that's where you're eating it by itself. And the case of the Mishnah is that it's a Nosin Tam. Right? So when you're eating it by itself, then it's usher until it's not roi l'achila. But iser taroves sheholchin bo achar nesinas tam kol shetaimo poge matav shel kitzas mutter v'fi she'eino nosein tam de adraba pogemu. Yeah, he says, but when you're eating it as a taroves, so then it's really existing in your tavshil as a nosein tam. You're not eating it ba'atzma, you're not eating the vela ba'atzma anymore. You're only eating the vela ayidei nesinas tam in something else. So then if it's pogema tavshil a little bit, that's not called a nosein tam anymore. That's not called a nosein tam. Adarabba. It's pogame. So it's like a good answer. It seems like a nice answer, right? Seems like a good answer. But he's not satisfied. Right? He's still not satisfied. Because he says, but it still needs to explain, we still need to explain Heichi Gamrin Lami Nevela. Right? So that's what we were working on last week. In other words, the chilek is a good chilek. There is a chilek. It's not a stira. It's not a stira to say that Nevela Atzma is Asur until it's Nifsal Me'achilas Adam. But Tam Nevela is Mutter right away, right when it's Pogum Kitzas. It's not a steer because they are different cases. Right? One is the thing itself, and one is the thing as a Nosin Tam. So you can say the thing itself is an Ochel until it's Nifsal Me'achila. But it's not a Nosin Tam when it's not making an improvement. Right? The chilek, it's a chilek, it's a good chilek. I mean, the most Rishonim stop at that point. It's funny. But the Ran is not satisfied. He still says, it's a good chilek, you can say this chilek, but where do you see this chilek? That's what bothers him. Where do you see that this is that this chilek exists from the Psukim? How did they derive such a thing? Where did they come to this chilek? Right? There's a difference like we say in general. You can define things very nice. You can make lots of definitions and lots of chilukim. But how do you know they're true? Right? There's a small matter of truth that we have to be concerned with. Not just, I can make a chiluk. How do you know the chiluk stems from, where do you see the chiluk in the sugya? You know what I mean? The chiluk has to be a natural chiluk that emerges, not just an arbitrary differentiation to save the day. So it's very nice, you can make the chiluk, but if all you have is the pasuk of Nevela, says that royal that Nifsal Me'achilas Adam is not Shema Nevela anymore, where do you see that I can make a differentiation by Tom? Maybe Tom works by like that too. As long as the Tom is edible, as long as it's an edible tam, then it's still tam nevela. Yeah. So his answer is, what? It's a very interesting answer. He says, Dima motzinu binevela. He says, what do we see by nevela? What do we see by nevela? We see the Torah only said it's asur up to the point that it's roi for achila. Why? Interesting, man. He's like now giving like a reasoning behind the thing, right? But he's saying, but his point is, if you're going to make a chiluk, no, his point is that it's a halachic, his point is if you're going to make a chiluk from the case of nevela, it has to be they saw something deeper, right? It has to be they saw something deeper that they can apply to our case as well. They had to see some underlying svara that they can make a chiluk in, right? So what's the svara they saw? The svara they saw was that it's only aser when it's roi leger mipnei sha'ochla ne'ne min aser. That they only asered achilas nevela when it's an achilas hano. But even though it's a little nifgam, because when you're eating the thing itself, even though it's a little bit off, there's a hana from eating the thing. You're still getting a hana from eating it. Right? Of al kol she'ein rui l'ger, kevan she'ein o ne'nem and iser, he tirasa Torah. But when it's not roi l'achil at all, now you're not a ne'nem. So in other words, before his question was based on an idea that there's simply a maisa achila, and now is a question of when is the shame nevela gone, right? So he's saying, where do you see that by tam we have a right to say that even though it's roi l'achila, there's no shame iser in the taravis, right? But now he's saying differently. He's saying the reason why the whole thing is mutter when it's not roi l'achila is because it's no longer an achilas hano. Loses its shame. Oh, when it loses, that's the definition of not having the shame ochel. Meaning to say, nobody would engage it as a food. There's no hano left in it, right? It doesn't have to be perfect to be a food that's capable of hano. It's roi l'adam. It's roi l'achilas adam. But so that's what he's saying. Kevin shino nene minisur he tirasa Torah. Because that's not the ma'isa of iser. That's not the ma'isa of achila that the Torah is talking about. It's not stam a ma'isa of ingesting. It's a certain engagement of a normal ma'isa achila, of an achila shehana. Even though it has the iser in it, even though it has a shame iser mitchilasa. So the same thing now you can apply to nosin tam. That why? What did the chachamim see? They saw that principle. They saw it's not a matter of shame nevela or not shame nevela. Right, it's a matter of achila sano. And they saw that there's two types of achilos. There's achila atzma, there's achila of the thing itself, and then there's the achila of the thing as a tam, as a nosin tam. So by the thing itself, it's not an achila sano when it's not roi l'achila. But as a nosin tam, it's not an achila hano if its addition takes away if its addition makes it worse, then in terms of tamim, it's not a hanoas tam. But this leads him to a funny proposition, and that is that what he says. But you have to be careful, because if there's so much of the substance in there that you're happy that you have more, even though it doesn't taste as good, that would be usher again. Because you'd be nene overall from the achila. So in other words, he's saying there are two mine hana, right? That's as far. Now, where did they see? What did they see to derive the idea of hana as mutter when it's pogum ktsas? They saw really that there's two types of achila shahana, right? There's an achila of the thing itself. That's one type of an achila hana, and then there's the thing as a flavoring in what you're eating. That's another kind of achilas hana of the iser. And they derived from the case of the Torah that the Torah is matir when it's no longer, when you're no longer nene from the achila. So by the gufa dover, you're not a nene as long as it's edible. When it's not, you're a nene as long as it's edible, right? But as a flavoring, you're not a nene when you added the wrong spice, when you added the wrong ingredients, you're not a nene anymore. But he's saying it could still come back and get you as nachila atzma. That's the funny thing in the Ran. In other words, right? I know this is a review, but you know, as if you added the iser fell in, and it made the food taste worse than it tasted before the iser fell in. Right? Here's the case, Joey. The iser fell in, and it makes the food taste worse. So, in terms of being a nene from the tam, you're not, because it took away what you had. It was detrimental to your food. It wasn't an improvement. It's to the detriment of your food. But he says, let's say it increased the volume of your food so much that you say, I'm happy to eat it. I'd rather have more tasting less good than less tasting better. Right? I'd rather have more that tastes less good than to have the less that tastes better. Sounds confusing, right? But it's simple. Now, it's a question like the French cuisine or the American cuisine. That's the question. You'd rather have really high-class food, just a little bit, or you'd rather have supersized, you know, regular-tasting food. Anyhow, so he's saying the point is that it's possible to even have a nosein tam lefgam that ultimately, in terms of the sum total effect, is better, and then it would be usher. Right? That's his shita. He says, Lefizeh karov ani lomar shim higdil iser midaso shel heter. If it increased the size of the heter, ad shu mashbiach yoser kishaochlo bigodel midoso mimashu pogim behefsid tamo aser. If it makes it better, if it improves it in size, more than it takes away from the taste, then it's aser. Until it's not royal achila. But he concedes that the Rashba flatly disagrees with this. And the Rashba says, no, it's a simple matter. If the tam is no good, then we don't worry about the tam. And as long as it's batal barov, and as long as it's not the rov, it's mutter. So the question is, and he disagrees with the Rashba. So the question is, can we understand the machlokas, the Rashba and the Ran? Right? The Rashba is saying, nosin tam lefgam is mutter. That's the end of that story. And now you want to know about the substance? So we have another rule, rov. We have two rules. We have a rule of nosin tam lefgam that deals with tam, and we have a rule of rov that deals with substance. You want to know about tam, lefgam, no problem. You want to know about the substance? Rov, no problem. But the Ran says you can't separate these two so fast. You can't ask one question at a time. You have to say, what's the total effect with the tam and the substance? It's possible that the tam is lefgam, and the substance is really less than rov, but overall it's better. So that's the question. What's the machlokas? How do we define this machlokas between the Ran and the Rashba? Whether you would combine the tam and the substance into one equation, into one variable, one super variable, right? Or do you keep them as distinct questions? What do you say? And does it have to do with why no one else was had this question of a dayan tzarech, right? A dayan tzarech liyashiv heichi gamrin lo. Anyway, yes. What do you say? What would you say? I mean, on a technical level, what would you say? I mean, halachically speaking, what would you say?
Of the individual inhibited.
Let me ask you a question to get you started. When it's nosein tam lefgam, right? And there's not enough of the iser to make it worth it, right? So what about the substance? Is it batal barov? Is that what he's saying?
That's what it sounds like.
So now as you keep now, so it's like kama, it's like it means like chos avenir. So he's admitting, so in that case he'll say the mamish will be batal barov. So notice he still has to employ bittal barov.
In the case where
where it is enough, then it's also.
Yeah, okay, or on the other side, when it's big enough to give you the benefit, why isn't it batel barov? Is it batel barov? Is there some other rule that even though it's batel barov, it's asur? I mean, that's hard to say. Does it undo the lifgam? Is it undoing
the... It's not a different rule, it's just that it's that the rule...
And what about the regular minbamina we were wondering about also? Right? Why you say you can undo all of minbamina over here? No? Because you'll say, chad betray is bottle. Yeah, but there's no lifgam at all. There's no bad taste, and all you're getting is benefit. Right? I just increased my food by, depends how you do your fractions, but either one half or one third. I mean, we were just saying, in terms of the Ran, once he looks at the whole thing in terms of Anoa, then it does seem correct to sum everything up. Because you have to look at all the total benefit. Like we were doing with the Bastia. I mean, we say you're enjoying breathing it in, but it hurts a little. So you got to see, on the whole, is it a benefit or not? That's a huge fine Anoa. But the Rashba, what's really strange about this is the Rashba, if you look at the Ramban, right, and the Rashba himself, they all just seem to say like the very first part of the Ran. Before the Ran gets into his question, a dayan tzarech liyashiv, and they're saying it much more halachically, much more halachic, in a much more halachic way. They just say like this. What do they say? They say like the first part of the Ran. That what? Why is it usur when it's nosin tam lefgam? Why is it mutter when it's nosin tam lefgam? Sorry. Why is it mutter when it's nosin tam lefgam?
Because
it's not a nosin tam. It's just not called a nosing tam. Right? So do I have nesinas tam iser in my taroves? No, you define nesinas tam by nesinas tam is a certain way the iser relates to your heter in terms of tam. If it's a po game, it's not a nosing tam. I mean, we have to think about this more clearly, what they are arguing about. But technically speaking, like the Ramban says it, the Rashba seems to say it, they just look at it in two different frameworks. There's the tam, there's an isser of mamish, and there's an isser of tam. When is it called a nosein tam? If it's a mashbiach. If it improves your tavshil, it is a nosein tam. If it's pogam, it's not a nosein tam. So now you're bothering me about the mamish? Who cares about the mamish? That's a separate question. In other words, it's only somehow because the Ran felt he had to unify these two ideas because he couldn't see how you learn Tam from the Nevela without finding some unification. That brought him down to this whole way of thinking of Hanoah being the unifier of the substance in the Tam. But it's funny, the Ramban and the Rashba don't seem to be troubled by that. And they see, no. They say, they don't ask how we learn it, but they say what? They say, it simply is, no, let's put it this way. According to the Ran, when you have tam lefgam in your tavshil, why is it mutter?
You've inhibited the primary...
Too fancy. Why is it mutter? Huh? No. Going to the Ran. Because you're not being nene from the isser that you're eating. Are you eating isser? Of course you are. But you're not eating it in the derech that's asr. You're eating it, you're not the being a nene. You're not being a nene from the isser. That hitirasa ha-Torah. Hitirasa ha-Torah, if you're eating it without being a nene, in a maisa achila, that's not a maisa shel hano. But according to the Rashba, why is it mutter? Because there's no tam iser in the taroves. Because the iser is not a nosein tam into your taroves. Or to put it a different way, they're saying tam iser itself. They're saying, well, let's think about it a little more. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like the Rashba is evaluating, he's using objective criteria for evaluating this chetza of a taroves, whereas the Ran is getting into a picture of how the Gavra engages the Tarobeth.
See, what it really comes down to, if you want to think about it more, what does it really come down to underlying their machlokas? Now that we've gotten this far, so what really is the major, is the point that they're arguing on? No, let's just talk it out a little bit. The Ran seems to be saying, the difference between the Ran and the Rashba seems to be a question of how you understand Tom. How do you treat Tom? Right? The Rashba seems to be learning that there are two distinct elements. Or at least you treat them like distinct elements. You treat the Isser, and there's two forms of the Isser. There's the Isser as a mamish, and then there's the Isser as a no stain tam. Okay. They're distinct. They're different. They're different. They're treated as separate components. And we learn from, what do we learn from Nevela? What do we learn from Nevela? We learn from Nevela that just like by the component of the mamish, right? When the mamish is nifsal me'achila, it's poka isura, the isser is removed. There's no isser. So we also learn we can compare the realm of Tom, and we'll say so too in a similar way by Tom, when it loses its, right? Now is they're learning some sort of a comparison. They're saying that there's two components. There's the Isser as a mamish, and there's the Isser existing as a tam, right? In terms of mamish, in terms of the substance of the achila itself, it always has a shame of ochel until it's not royal achila. But when it exists in something else as a no sein tam, that's a very specific kind of an existence. It's only considered to be a no sein tam in something else if it is adding to the other thing, if it's improving the other thing. Otherwise, you don't call it a no sein tam. You call it a pogame. So it simply doesn't exist in the tarovas when it's pogam porta. It doesn't have any shame, it doesn't have any presence. Because it doesn't have the substance, it's not there as a substance, and it's not functioning, in terms of the other food. So it's just like, it doesn't have any, it doesn't exist. It's not a no sein tam. Because they're learning, lifgam is a measure of whether it's a no sein tam. If it's a po game, it's not a no sein tam. If it's l'shvach, then it's a no sein tam. That's the very definition of being a no sein tam, according to them. Whereas the Ran is saying that it's not a matter that it's not that it doesn't exist in your tarobes, but it's not roy to an achilas hano. Since it's a po game, it's not roy for an achilas hano. But if I can increase the substance and make it an achilas hano, then it would be aser. It was according to the Ran, it's very interesting. There's really no bittul that's going on there at all. It's not really a matter of bittul. It's a matter of not eating it b'tar sana. According to the Rashba, it's split up into two elements. In terms of the tam, it's not a no sein tam. And in terms of the substance, it's a bittul. But according to the Ran, there's only one question. Am I eating it b'derach? Am I eating the ochel b'derach hanah? Well, there are two hanahs of the ochel. There's a hanah of the substance and there's a hanah of the tam. So I have to evaluate the hanah of each to decide if I'm eating the substance, if I'm eating the iser. As the Ran looks at the iser as one thing that has two forms of hanah. It has a hanah as tam. It has a hanoah as a no sein tam, and it has a hanoah as a mamash. And in order to be mutter, you have to eat it not be'ano. Has to be an achila, has to, it can't be an achilas hano. But you have to evaluate each hano from, you have to evaluate each element on its own to decide the total hano of the achila. As according to the Rashba, it's not that it's one thing that has two hanos. It really exists in two different forms. Isser has two forms per se. It has the form of mamash, and it has the form of tam. The form of mamish is mutter when it's nifsal me'achila. But the form of tam is mutter when it's lufgam ketsas, when it's not a nosein tam. So you never sum up the two things. You can't, in other words, you can only sum up the hano'os of one thing. You can't sum up two different things. You can only say, you can, it's only if you're going to look at it as one entity, right? One iser, nevela. That can be, that has two forms of hano. It has the hano of the mamish and the hano of the tam. So then we can say, the Torah says it's aser if it's an achila shel hano. But since this thing has two hano'os in its achila, it can either be hano from the substance or I'll give you hano from the tam. In order to decide whether this particular maisa is mutter or aser, I have to say, I have to look at all of its forms of hana that it has and decide if they constitute, in total, they're, I'm being a nana or not being a nana. So in terms of the tam, maybe it's a pogam, but in terms of the substance, it's a nana. So the total is a nana, but the total in one thing. He's not looking at tam and mamish as different entities. Just different ways of enjoying the food, right? Different ways of enjoying the iser. Different methods of hanoa sachila. And the rule is, if there's no hanoa sachila, then it's mutter. But according to the Rashba, it's not two ways of being nene from the same thing. He's learning a tam is a different phenomenon from the mamish. And there's different rules for tam, and there's different rules for mamish. The rule for tam is, if it's not a nosein tam, then we disregard it as a tam. And by mamish, if it's, as long as it's roi for the achila, it's a mamish. It has the shema isra achila. So now you have tam and mamish in your taroves. So you have to evaluate each according to its rule. There's no two drachim in one chefza. They're two different components. I have to be mevatel each in its turn. So I'll take the tam, and then I'll take the mamish. There's no two questions, and there's no two elements in one thing. The tam is like a different phenomenon. Yeah. Expressions of the thing. Now, it's going to the Ron, it's like two expressions of the thing, and its total expression has to be bad. So the tam is giving one expression, and the substance is another expression. You've got to weigh it out and say, in the total expression, is it a gain or a loss? That's what you learn from nevela. When the total is a loss, it's mutter. But the Rashba says that they're two separate questions. There's tam lefgam is not a. There's two separate entities. There's the mamish of the thing, and then there's its tam. The Torah is telling you, the Chachamim derived, I don't know how, but the Chachamim learned that the tam hadavar is only usur when it is functioning l'ta'im, to give tam. It's only functioning, it's only usur as a nosing tam. But the substance of, and the substance is only usur when it's not batal barov. So if I have a tarovus of Isser and Heter, and as long as the tam is lefgam, so now in terms of tam, it's not a nosein tam. And in terms of the substance, it's a separate question of rov. See, the Ran really is never getting to a bittel. He says it's not mutter. When it's nosein tam lefgam, it's not mutter because it's batel, according to him. You understand? It's a very important point. When it's a nosein tam lefgam, it's not mutter because it's batel. Because I taste it. It's not bottle. It's mutter because it's a pogame. It's mutter because it caused me a loss. It's mutter because I'm not eating it behano. It's not an achilas hano. According to the Rashba, when it's a nos tam of gam, it's mutter because it's a nothing. Because it's kamisha eno. Tam lef gam is kamisha eno. It's not a nosing tam. I mean, let's go over the first part of the question. Now, the first part of the question is what in the Ramban? Well, they all ask the same question. How is it possible that by nevela it has to be not roi l'achila, right? And over here it has to be it only is pogum katsas, right? So what's the answer they give? That over there you're eating it be'en, you're eating the thing itself, right? And over here it's what you're eating it as a nosin tam. So when is achilas atzmo? So as long as it's roi leger, so it still has a shame of achila, of an ochel. But over here, it's not a nosin tam. I mean, what they're saying halachically makes sense, but the Ramban doesn't see how they get it. What they're saying is when you have the isser atzmo, so it's you can't see the isser is present. So as long as it's roi for achila, it's going to have the shame nevela. But in this new idea of an iser as a no saint tam, a po game is not a no saint tam. That's the way they're learning. So it's not there. In other words, they're learning like this. They're learning you have to be mafkia the shame of the chefza. Okay, so if the chefza is an ochel, when is it mutter? If the chefza is an ochel, so as long as it's roi for achila, then it's aser. But when it loses its shame ochel, then it's mutter. So if something is a no saint tam, if it's a po game, it's not it's losing its shame as an improver. A no saint tam is something that is. That is an ingredient, is an additive, is a flavor. So if it's not a flavoring, if it's a pogum katsas, notice they're saying it's the same rule, right? That when you have to look, but apply to different substances. When the thing ceases to function in its capacity, that's when it's mutter. The substance is essentially achila per se. So as long as it's roi l'achila, it's an ochel, it's going to remain usur. But they're learning a tam is a separate phenomenon. It's not an ochel. You don't eat tam. It's a flavoring. So as long as when it ceases to be a flavoring to the taroves, it also is mutter. Notice each thing is mutter when in its own framework it's losing its the function of its framework.
Whereas the Ran is saying it's all under the achila framework.
Whereas the Ran is saying it's all under achila. Where did they get this idea that there is this other phenomenon of tam and you can learn from the vela to this phenomenon of tam? That's the Ran's question. But they're saying we don't know. But that's what the Gemara is concluding. It's a very interesting halachic. It's a very interesting methodological issue. Was the Rashba and the Ramban are not questioning the Gemara's method of is not are they not go, they're not going into how the Gemara got it. They're saying if you just look at the pshat in the Gemara seems to be saying that there's if you raise this problem. The solution is that there's two different phenomena. That's the simplest solution. In terms of solution, in terms of pure halacha categories, he's saying the simplest solution, let me put it this way. What comes out as an interesting point in the machlok between the Ran and the Ramba and the others is in terms of the setup, in terms of what you have, right? The final picture, I think the Rashba and the Ramban is a smoother final picture. Okay, because you have clear categories. You have the Isser as an Ochel, and then you have the Isser functioning as a flavor. Right? And you see the Gemara is saying that when it's when it is an Ochel, it's Mutter, when it's no longer an Ochel. And when it's a flavoring, It's mutter when it's no longer functioning as a flavoring. Right? So you have the two clear categories, and each one works according to its own nature. If it's iser atzmo, so it's an ochel. So when it's not roi l'achila, it's mutter. If it's tam, so then it's not an ochel, it's a flavor. So when it's no longer flavoring, it's mutter. Right? But the Ran is not sad. The Ran is looking for how it came to be. He's saying when you look in terms of how did it come to be, it's difficult to see how they could derive a totally different category from Nevela. So therefore he says it's smoother in terms of derivation to say that they're two branches of one root. In terms of final formulation, the Ramban and the Rashba are just looking at the pure definition of the thing. Pure, that was, if you would take what the Gemara says, Mamish and Tam, and define each one according to the purest Svara of Mamish and the purest Svara of Tam, you'd come out like the Rashba and the Ramban. Tam is a flavorer, Mamish is an ochel. When Tam is no longer nosing Tam, it's not a flavoring, and when ochel is not a chila, it's not an ochel. But the Ran, but the Ran says, but if you think about how it could come to be, it would seem there has to be something unifying them in the derivation. But the Ramban and the Rashi were not bothered by that, apparently. They said, how did the Gemara derive it? We don't know. That's not our problem. All we know is they talk about Tam, they talk about Mamish, and we have to treat them in their full form. It's a very funny argument. I don't know.
Do you incorporate the derivation into your...
Right. I mean, who's more brisker here? The Ramban and the Rashba.
Certain questions you don't ask.
Certain questions you don't ask. You want to know how did the Gemara figure out that there's a Mamish, that there's a Tam, and it works differently than the... How did they figure out that the Tam is different than that? I don't know how they figured it out, but that's what they're telling us. Yeah. The Ran is bothered. Like he says, where did they come to see Nevela and get this whole idea of Nosen Tam of Gam? How did they see Nevela and come to Nosen Tam of Gam? So what does that really mean, though? See, it really comes back to the original question. How would the Ramban answer the question? He would say, they knew there was such a thing as Tam before they saw Nevela. They're just looking for the general principle of when something loses its iser. And they see from Nevela when it loses its main, when it loses the frame, when it loses the function of its framework, it's no longer usser. But apparently they knew there was Tam and Mamish from before. The Ran is saying they didn't know Tam. The Ran is really learning they derived Tam and Lifgam, like the whole idea of Nosen Tam Lifgam, from here. Like they saw this and they were able to derive a whole idea of Nosen Tam Lifgam. Whereas the Ramban is saying it's not that they really derived the whole idea of Nosen Tam Lifgam from here, but they derived the measure of when you know a thing is no longer usser, when it loses its essential function. So they know Tam's essential function is flavor, they know Mamish's essential function is ochel. They can learn a lesson from here to there. Whereas the Ran is saying they derive the entire principle from here. All right, I don't know anymore about this.